ladies
and gentlemen.
Hello, ladies.
Ready to chatty chatty?
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Oh man, what did you guys do this week?
I did everything under the sun that I could possibly do in less than 48 hours. I tried my hardest to have a good time all the time.
Yeah.
I've been working like a dog for a dollar.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I think I've finally reached an oasis.
Yeah.
I'm over the hump.
Do you have some time off coming your way, or are you still working?
No, just like back to like working normal hours.
Oh, okay.
Weekends, 2 days off. It's
what?
Pretty awesome.
Yay.
Chilling. I went to the beach recently.
Oh. Which beach did you go to?
To Santa Monica.
It's the best beach.
I know.
Basically, any beach is the best beach. Unless it's like Bikini Atoll.
I need to go to the beach. I just don't have the proper vehicles to get there.
Yeah, that's true. Having no vehicle means that a beach mission becomes even more of a... It's a bitch. It's a bitch to go to the beach.
It's a serious trek.
It really is.
Okay. I'm not going to get into it, but I don't have a driver's license right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So I can't drive my old car, my old beauty. So I rode the train here with Mindy today. It was very exciting. She taught me how to put money on my tap card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll teach you all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. I had a nice stroll.
Yay. Well, just so everybody knows, we're in the hot box now.
Well, here we are.
This is the hot box. You're listening to us. And we love when our friends and fans call in. So the number is 1-800-893-9562. I know there's got to be some people listening out there.
Anyone?
Does anybody want to join us here in the hot box? It's the hottest box of all the hot boxes out there.
So seems like
hot.
A lot of Seattle people are into the hot box.
All right, man.
They City better
stoners.
Be.
We're popular somewhere.
Yeah.
That's good.
I would say we'll hit all of the hot box meccas. We got Seattle, Portland, Santa Cruz.
LA.
LA, mainly. Basically, if it's not LA, I don't want to know about it.
Don't even talk about it.
I'm
no,
West
we
Coast.
Love all of you guys, but West Coast is the best coast.
We've got the most love, but that's also because I've never been to the East Coast. Maybe there's a lot of cool shit happening
on the
East Coast.
I've never been to the East Coast.
I've never been there. I'm just thinking that I know what I like, and I know that I like the West Coast. No,
someone
love the West
who
Coast.
Lives on the East Coast should give us a call and explain to us what the smoking situation is like out there in the Eastlands.
East Coast, this is your chance. This is your chance to rep it. Rep it up.
Tell us what kind of weeds you got out there.
Yeah, tell us all kinds of stuff. Because we want to know. We want to be educated. I want to know about all kinds of coasts.
Yeah. I went to New York when I was 14 with my mom, and we like hung out with my aunts. We went to Times Square. So I don't know. I don't really feel like I have a real
you had,
idea
like a, you had a family voyage to New York. Yeah.
It was pretty whack. I was totally mad at my mom. I was PO'd. She's listening right now. I actually wasn't that mad at you, Mom. Sorry I said that.
She was pretty mad at the time, probably. Since she got over it.
I'm sorry, Mom. But I would love to go back to New York.
We should plan a hot box trip there. Let's
we
get
should
a little
hot box
plane.
New York.
Let's
hot
traverse the coasts
the
with hot box. Yeah. Let's hot box a plane. Yeah. Southwest Airlines. They should let us.
They don't care. They tell jokes when you travel with them.
Who does?
They got jokes on Southwestern?
They do. I had the most hilarious flight. There's this big buff guy that was the flight attendant. He looked like he was German because he made German jokes.
Like what kind of German-themed jokes?
Something about like, this is how you put on a seatbelt for people who haven't ridden in a car since the 70s. And then he was like, you pull it tight like a German in a Speedo. And he said that to a whole flight full of people. Then when we took off, he threw peanuts down the aisle and he's like, this is a self-serve flight. Cans of Coke will be rolling by shortly.
That's a good joke.
I've never
That's a good joke.
Flight I've been on.
I think you were just lucky though. I cannot imagine that there's actually like a bunch of hilarious flight or stewardesses that I think they're called now actually.
Yeah, I want to call them stewardesses and people are like, "No, they're flight attendants."
Stewards.
Cuz isn't it racist to the males to call everybody stewardesses?
Yeah, but I mean, you're a flight attendant on an airplane. If I want to say, "Pardon me, stewardess, what are you going to ignore me? You going to kick me off the plane?"
No, I would let you stay on the plane.
If you were a male flight attendant that got called stewardess by me, you know what? You're the nicest.
I would let you stay out the kindest
way. Heart of gold
but it
over
hurt
here.
Me, probably.
Yeah. Looks like
we
someone called us, guys. Hello, caller. You're on the hot box.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, dude?
I had a quick question for you. I'm calling from Baymont Inn, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
I was just curious. I was thinking about actually bringing my two twin children out to L.A. to, like, pursue acting and get them in the business, but Corey Feldman says that Hollywood's full of pedophiles, and I was just wondering if you guys had any, like, feedback about that. Is anything true with this?
Well, you definitely would want to be extra protective of these children.
Yeah.
I think if you go through SAG, you can get some sort of clause that states that pedophiles are not allowed to solicit your children. But you have to go through SAG. It's like SAG-AFTRA, some kind of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the jargon.
But contracts are for fools, though.
The thing about LA is that there's so many different kinds of perverts that you must beware of. That,
yeah.
You know.
It doesn't just stop with pedophiles, man. I mean, they're all out there.
You need to watch yourself also.
And then the sad part is if you really want to get far in the business, someone's going to have to suck a dick eventually. So is it going to be you or is it going to be your children?
You come to LA, you have to suck a dick. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. It even says that.
Be a guy, a porn star, to like actually get your foot off. Like into the business or hand into the business that you have to be with a guy before you can be with a girl. Like, cause there's like a ladder. You have
yeah.
to climb.
Yeah. It's what they call it in
too.
The, what they call it in the business is that you have to put your best dick forward. I've never pursued acting, but you know, from what Ted Danson says, from what even your friend Corey Feldman, what he says, best dick forward, best way to get into the business.
Corey Feldman has sucked a lot of dicks. I mean, I love the guy, but I know he's sucked at least two.
Corey Feldman?
I'm being realistic. I think one or two.
Caller, what do you think?
Caller?
He's probably taking... Oh, I wonder if he had to go take care of his twins.
I'm pretty sure he was friends with Corey Feldman. I hurt his feelings. I love Corey Feldman. Do you know how much I love Lost Boys?
Yeah, disclaimer.
He's
Corey
my first
Feldman's
crush.
Great. Homie may have sucked a couple dicks. That's all we're saying.
It's Hollywood, baby. It's the 80s.
It's one of those, Hollywood 80s urban legends. They're all over.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that I actually have a Hollywood urban legend that I still to this day perpetuate to people that barely know me?
Oh my God, let's hear it.
Okay, I always tell people that the blonde kid who's the villain in the first Karate Kid, the one that sweeps the leg.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't remember his name. Kenny, Ricky,
such
Bobby, some shit like that. He's an asshole. Johnny, maybe? I don't even know. Anyway, the kid from Cobra Kai, I always tell people, did you guys know that he
Jeremy knows
plays...
his name.
What's his name? Do you know it?
Jeremy is the Karate Kid.
You know that guy's been sitting in the chair that you're sitting in right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally perpetuate an urban
legend. Billy Zabka.
Billy Zabka.
Or William Zabka, I think.
Well, God bless him, because I've been telling people an urban legend about him for years. Just because there's no way anybody could prove it or disprove it.
Tell it.
I basically just, when I'm around people that either mention Pulp Fiction or Karate Kid, always those two movies, I always say, did you know that the blonde kid from Karate Kid plays the gimp in Pulp Fiction? And everybody hook, line, and sinker believes me every single time because they can't.
That's great.
I mean, now with iPhones, it's a little different. Like people can go, no, he didn't, and like look it up. But when you're around people that, like a couple years ago, that didn't have phones that went to space and checked the internet for them, they're like, oh, really? And it's just bizarre enough to where it could be true.
Like, what's great about that, too, is that's the kind of thing that someone tells you and you absorb it.
Yeah, and then like, you remember it for next time.
And then you go and you are, you know, having a conversation with someone. You're like, oh, I got a little interesting fact I just picked up.
Exactly.
And it spreads
true,
forever.
Yeah.
And it becomes true. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I don't get a chance to do that. I did not know or remember that I had heard that he has been in here. But if anything, it's just a crazy, I mean, like, it could be anybody. You could say, oh, yeah, it was Steve Buscemi that played the gimp
in
Pulp Fiction.
There's a picture of him in the studio.
Oh,
Jeremy got a picture of him in the studio.
On the
Does anybody remember his name when he was on? Is it Johnny? Was he Johnny?
Johnny, Ricky, Billy.
It was something inini.
I'm actually more familiar with
it. It was Johnny.
It was
sure.
Johnny, yeah. Johnny of Cobra Kai, and his dad was the dude. I bet, though... what happened just now? Oh, the light.
Honestly, I just burped and my head hit the microphone. I'm sorry, guys.
Cassie, you can't be burping on the
radio.
I'm
trying to be a lady. But sometimes
you can burp in the hot box if you want to, Cassie.
I didn't burp into the microphone, but I did hit my head into the microphone.
Oh,
apologize.
I thought you were having like seizure season for you.
So is there ever anything you guys don't like doing stoned, like maybe working? How do you guys feel about that? Weren't we going to talk about working
stoned? Oh yeah, tonight was going to be the working stoned.
We got high and we forgot that we're doing this radio show.
Yeah, I always forget that I have headphones on.
We try to have theme.
Yeah. Talking into a microphone.
Oh yeah, the theme is working and or not wanting to work.
While being stoned.
While being high.
Stoned.
Yeah, I do know that the current job that I hold, I do not like to smoke weed before or during.
It's probably
the first job I've ever had where it's just a non-issue. Like I'm dealing with so many numbers and money and things like that where it's like, and I'm answering the phone. It's way too much multitasking to where I could pull it off, but I don't like to. And I mean, I've even like driven a forklift before in my life. And even at that job, I was like, oh yeah.
Under the influence of marijuana? Totally smoked before.
I would never drink before, but I mean, like, yeah, I would. I worked graveyard shift. I worked 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Oh. So like.
I think anyone who works that shift
deserves to smoke.
Or they're on something.
They're on something.
Yeah.
Probably meth most of the time.
Yeah. No, I guarantee, I'm sure. I worked with probably quite a few. I mean, if you're working in warehouse type jobs, you're working with a couple of nefarious characters that are
for sure
that are getting their rocks off on the rock.
I don't get high at this job that I work at now, but when I worked at the record store, that was prime time for smoking weed at work, and that was a beautiful experience. Well, sometimes people can harsh your mellow though, for sure. Bosses.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Rude, weird customers.
Have you ever tried to hide the fact that you have cotton mouth to an employer or customer?
Oh god, it's terrible.
When I worked in restaurants, like you'd go up to a table and you'd have like your lips sticking to your teeth.
Just dead giveaway.
There's nothing you can do about it. And they have to be able to like look at you, listen to you, you're right in front of them and you're just trying to find a way to pry
your lips
your
are moving
horrible
around all
cotton
weird.
Mouthy lips off your teeth. You're like hungry fanger. Like terrible.
It's not a good look.
I don't like dealing with customers when I'm too high. My current job, I don't smoke because I drive and it's super early in the morning and I just wouldn't want to be doing it high, I guess. But I've had jobs in the past where I definitely enjoyed being high at work.
Well, when we used to work together at the smoke shop, we would take it in turns where like, you pack a bowl, leave it by the front or by the back door, and then just keep taking turns. One of you watches the front, the other one smokes, and then they pack it for you. You go out there, and it was so easy. But then sometimes you'd get some customer in that just was a pain in the ass. I mean, you're purchasing bongs and pipes and vaporizers.
What kind of customer service are you expecting here?
Exactly. But some people would get really technical about the glass that they're buying.
Oh,
and they'd be like,
God.
I need to buy this specific downstem. And it's because, you know, downstems come in different sizes. Some of them come with a different bottom. Some of them come with a different size. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't think about it until you have some little bro, you know, with his wiggity whack baseball hat, and he's like, I need this exact downstem. And you're like, oh my God.
I need an 18-8 with a diffuser downstem.
Exactly.
We know that language.
We do,
Dropping
yeah. Like
some stoner lingo.
Do you have any shower head diffies?
Yeah,
we
did. Yeah.
Shower heads.
Yep. Diffies.
Yeah, or I need a, what were they called? Oh, I need an ash catcher with a
seven arm
downstem. And you're just sitting there like.
16 arm perk.
Perk, always with a perk.
16 arm perk, ash catcher.
Exactly. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we're talking about.
That's
but
amazing.
Imagine being ripped as shit and nobody's come in all night except for people that are buying blunt wraps and, you
crack
know, and whippets. Like we sold whippets and crack pipes. So little purchases that are super easy and they want to get out the door. Like they're not, then you get some kid in there with like a broken piece of glass and he's like, I need this exact thing, but I need it to be like this with this. And you're just looking at him like, You're barking up the wrong tree. You picked the wrong time to come to my shop because I cannot help you.
I thought the worst was when they came in, but they didn't know what they had at all. They didn't know if it was glass on glass or
if it needed like the rubber stopper. Yeah, and
you just have to like walk them through a series of questions and then showing them and be like, does it look like this one or this one?
Oh, God.
Does it look like this one or this one?
And they're a stoner too, so they're like, oh man, I don't remember.
How long
like,
was it?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Or you get somebody who they want to buy a vaporizer or something kind of like a volcano, something more high tech. And you don't even know if they're in the mood to make a purchase or if they're just window shopping. So you don't even know how much you want to spend, you know, like special one-on-one time with them. And then you go through like showing them how it works and showing them how to do this. And then they're like, cool. I'm going to look around for a while. And then they buy like 10 sticks of incense for $1 or some bullshit. And you're like, really? Like, that's why I work here, I guess. I mean, yeah, we're getting paid to do that, but.
I'm such an old fashioned stoner. I think it's like, I'm just too lazy to learn about these tools and spend money on doing it. I love smoking weed, but I just always, I'm like joints. I have a pipe.
I have a bong, but it's because normal. I got a great discount when I worked there.
I want a bong. I feel like
it's the only reason I have one.
Come over and use my bong.
I will. I have a gas station bong right now that I got. It's made out of plastic.
See, that's just as good too. I mean, I never even, like, I have friends that have vaporizers, but they rarely use them. They always collect dust because it's just not the same instant gratification. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should take a little music break.
Yeah. Let's play a song here.
I think this one, Cassie had something lined up for us, a little something special, Cassie.
This is The Primitives doing Lazy.
That song made me want to get lazy.
I feel so lazy all the time.
Lazier.
I think we have a caller who wants to get lazy with us.
Caller?
Are you there?
Hey, are you guys still up?
Yeah, are you still up?
yeah. Hey, Cassie, what's going on?
Who's this?
Cassie.
This is Sterling from Seattle.
Oh, hey, Sterling. How's it going?
Good. Are you weed down there?
It's so dank. Seattle weed is pretty tight too, but LA's got some flavor.
Mm-hmm. Big time. Yeah.
So many different strands. Sterling is a true stoner. I know this.
Yes. And, we like to hear that.
I really think you'd appreciate the scene down here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how much do you smoke a day?
It depends. It depends on how much money I have. It depends on...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What? How much weed would you like to smoke a day?
God, don't even get me started.
Money was no object.
Just blunts.
Yeah.
All day long. Blunts. But I have to, you know, I have responsibilities. I have a job.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
you know, but, if I didn't have a job and I lived on a beach, a deserted island, I would smoke 10 million joints.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How many would you smoke, Sterling?
Well, I can smoke and work at the same time, so I get to do it all day.
Oh, that's right.
What do you do for a living that you can smoke and work all day?
I make shit. I make stuff out of wood.
A carpenter.
So the smoking really helps.
It's a carpenter.
Gets me in a zone. I can work all day on it.
And it gets you all creative.
People need to hear these positive things about marijuana.
Yeah, the guy operating the buzzsaw, he can totally smoke at the same time.
Do you have all your fingers, Sterling?
Yeah.
I certainly would not recommend it. No, absolutely not. But, I have all my fingers.
That's cool.
So, Mr. Ten Fingers.
The sativas. I noticed that the different strands, there's definitely a difference. If you want to work all day, you got to smoke the light stuff.
Yeah,
the indicas.
What kind of weed do you smoke right now? Sterling smokes whatever kind of weed
organic.
His neighbors have.
That's pretty much what I do.
Neighbor's house. Yeah, we have some really good shit.
That's awesome.
Hot mixed salads.
What are you doing right now, besides listening to us?
Hi, I heard that you had some internet show and I called some number.
Awesome. Well, we're really happy to hear from you, Sterling.
We're glad you called.
And I can't wait to see you when you get back.
I know. I'm going down to Seattle. I'm going to say hi to everyone.
Good.
Coming up pretty soon here.
Yes, we miss you. We all miss you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Aww. I miss you guys, too. That's really sweet. Right. We'll smoke a fat joint upon my arrival, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll tear it up.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So, you know, already got something going on with Sterling.
That's right. He lives right next door to where my mom lives, which is where I lived, and where I will be staying.
Where you'll go.
Where I will go. So, yeah.
Are you going to smoke on your work trip up there?
Not during business hours. There's a lot of work to be done. But then...
I feel like you should be wearing glasses right now with that speech.
I wish I had glasses. Did you see my hand gesture? You guys on the radio?
Yeah, she literally...
You can't see the hands,
she just did the angry mommy, like...
Very proper.
Like laying it down. There's work to be done. That was impressive. No.
No, but there's... I think I might have... My mom might throw a little get-together for me. And
that
my
would
mom...
Be fun.
My mom, she's listening now, I'm sure. She legally grows marijuana.
Good.
Yay. Which is pretty exciting.
What a job.
So she's down with the clown.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds like you're about to get into a soiree. Yeah. Basically, all of Cassie's Seattle friends. You guys have to whoop it up because she's going to be there.
Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah. There's work to be done.
I don't know.
At night, time for fun.
Once the work is done, I'm very excited to see all my friends.
Yeah. My two favorite jobs to work, being a stoner, where I feel most comfortable being stoned, are in a pizza establishment.
Oh, hell yeah.
And at a hotel. I've done a lot of hotel work, and especially overnights, love being high there.
Were you like a front desk person?
I was, and sometimes you'd get high. You'd usually sit for the first part of the afternoon. I usually worked 3 to 11, and then you'd have to deal with people, and you'd be high, but whatever, and then they'd be gone. And then that would be awesome. And then after 10 or 11, you just started getting stoned again.
Could you read and listen to music or do things?
I would do yoga. I would do exercising.
What kind of yoga moves were you doing?
Oh, I would just hide in the office and just exercise my...
Oh, because then when people come, they ring a bell, right?
Yeah.
So you don't even have to be sitting up front.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
And then, you know, I was going to play a song here. And so talking about hotels, the cool part about my old hotel job is that when I would get off at 11, my friend would come in at 11. His name's Matt, and he was an overnight guy. And we would hang out in a smoking room. I wouldn't sell the smoking room all night so that there'd be a smoking room so we could go smoke blunts.
That's perfect.
That was probably the best part about working at a hotel and being high.
That sounds amazing.
And I wanted to give a shout out to my awesome hotel buddy, Matt, who is getting married this weekend. And
congratulations, Matt!
Really excited for him, and I'm also really bummed that I'm not going to be there. He's marrying a beautiful woman who I wish I would have became friends with when she lived a block away from me in Iowa, but I didn't meet her till we both moved out here to California. Isn't that ironic?
Wow, what a
trip. It is ironic.
We had to travel to the West Coast to find each other.
The West Coast brings us all together.
It really does.
Yeah, it does. I've met so many cool ladies out here. You too.
Likewise.
And then my friend Libby, who comes from the same land as me, and I'm just really happy for them, and I hope they have a great day.
Yeah, have fun, you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my friend Matt is also an amazing musician, so I wanted to share one of his songs with you guys. So I'm going to play a little tune by a wonderful band called Man Eats Bear, and the name of the song is Cowboy Killers. Yeah. What do you guys think of that?
Cowboy Killers.
I still have my Man Eats Bear CD from when you first moved here and gave it to me.
I do. I promoted for them. I really cared about that band. They were awesome. And I'm trying to talk them into having their reunion show for my 30th birthday party.
Ooh, which is November 30th?
It is. I think I'll be traveling to Sioux City, Iowa to play with my nephew and party it up with my old school friends.
Oh my God, it's Mindy's Dirty
That's
30.
That's awesome. You're going home too soon.
I'm going to get a Dirty 30. I'm going to get bands playing, and I'm going to turn 30 on the 30th.
You hear that, Mindy?
Yeah,
Sioux
that's
City
amazing.
Peeps.
Sioux City, I'm coming. I miss you.
What's a Dirty 30?
She's turning 30. So
no, but I thought,
a pack of 30 beers. Is that a Dirty 30?
Oh, I didn't know that. See, that's exciting.
I thought a Dirty 30 is where you get a 30.
We should have an episode where we get drunk. What if we just brought
that
out?
That would be a really good social experience. We should do it.
We're going to start
sober. Will you
drive
us home, Jeremy?
Sure. I have no car, but
But he'll drive us.
I always thought a dirty 30 was like a bag of ditch weed for $30.
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
I thought.
What if we all like have different meanings?
I'm going to bring a 30. No, I'm going to bring a hooker that's been in the business for 30 years.
Perfect. That's a dirty 30.
Yeah,
also.
That's what I'm doing.
Coming soon, we will interview hookers.
Yeah.
We should. I hope.
We should. God, it's genius. Gotta meet a couple of them first. They're as elusive and as abundant as architects. I've never met one, but I know that there's a lot of them out there.
That's a job that would be fun to do. Stoned.
What be a hooker?
I'm just kidding.
It's probably pretty fun.
More like drunken on coke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you had a stripper friend once?
I did, and she was a lot older.
How old?
At the time, I was 19. She was probably like 30.
Okay.
Yeah, once I, underage, went into the strip club and she rubbed her naked chest on my face. And that's like my main stripper encounter ever.
Wow.
Yeah, like she would hang out in her house naked. And I went over one day and she was just chilling naked in her apartment with like three computer geek guys, like fat, like computer guys that like all their life was like attached to that computer and like leveling up in their games. It was really awkward.
So she lived with them?
She did.
Oh,
she
good
was
for
really,
her.
She was actually really intelligent and went to school for like 50 billion things. So she had like all these almost degrees in like architecture and engineering and stuff.
She was paying those
bills.
She was
bills. A unique individual. Yeah. I told her I'd strip with her once and then I never met up with her.
Mindy, that would blow my fragile little
sweet Mindy.
I learned one.
What's a move? What is it?
A stripper move that I can do.
Can you booty clap? No. Drop it like it's hot.
What's your move?
I swivel.
She can swivel on the pole like a baby Korean baby stripper.
Yeah, like, swivel my butt or something.
Yeah, you can do it.
I had one day of stripper training
from her, from your friend.
Yeah.
My friend in Seattle used to work the door at a strip club that was called the Lusty Lady, and it was operated by quarters. You put quarters in and this like window drops down, and we would hang out there with her all the time, and I love them. It's a good scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend and his friends took me to a strip club for my birthday a couple months ago, and I was already... From the evening, I went to my 10-year high school reunion that night.
So you were partying.
I was already
so drunk.
And by the time we got there, like, I was trying to make the, like, we were sitting and get, like, up around the, like, the dance floor where they're dancing. I was trying to get the strippers to come get the money from me. Like, I was, like, putting it in my cleavage.
Hard to get.
Or, like, doing this, like, waving it around. And my boyfriend and his friends were just like, she's crazy. I have no idea what to do with her. And, like, they tried to buy me a lap dance, and I kept trying to sit on the stripper's lap. But, like, she's standing up. And so I'm literally, like, trying to back up into her and, like, push her against the wall with my butt.
She should have been paying you.
You could tell she had no idea what to do and what to make of me. And I'm with, like, a bunch of big dudes and we're drinking pitchers. And they're all respectful. They're all, that's their spot. They love going there.
You reverse stripped her.
But I literally reverse stripped her. Yeah. I literally, like, I just did a 180 and I was like, you know what? No, you sit down. Which is the weirdest thing anybody can do, especially if you're a woman. Like, it's not like
going into
drunk
a coffee shop
like,
and your barista starts making your coffee and you just like, no.
Yeah, you're like, give it, I got it. You don't know how to do this. I have to do this for myself.
Let me make it for you.
Yeah, really. And I mean, we left and I ended up leaving my cell phone there and then went back the next day to get it and they didn't have it. The security guard was like hanging onto it. So then I was like, well, I'm not going to come back here 2 days in a row. So my boyfriend was like, well, I guess I'll go get it. He's like, but I'm going to have a couple pictures. So like the next day he went by himself and was like, he's like, I got your cell phone. I also had two pictures. Can you bring me some food? Like, so it was like a 3-day like reconnaissance to get my cell phone back. But sometimes security guards will hang onto your phone for you if they think that you're a nice lady who,
that's hot.
Who tries to help the dancers out when she can. Try to give them some moves.
I haven't been to a strip club in Los Angeles. I've been to in Seattle and Portland, but never here. I don't know.
Isn't there one in Portland called Mary's Place?
Yeah, you can eat burritos and you can get little smoky sausages. And you used to be able to smoke cigarettes inside until pretty recently. I don't even smoke really, but when you're on a strip, I mean,
if you're in a strip club and you can smoke,
you have to smoke.
Yeah.
It's like part of the, it's great. You got to have your hands have to be busy, you know? eating sausages, smoking cigarettes,
throwing dollar bills, making it rain.
Yeah, making it rain is, yeah, that's the action that you're busy with the most. Yeah.
I once played a show in a strip club.
Were there strippers stripping?
I was drumming and the catwalk was right in front of me and there were strippers stripping.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was totally showing them up. They ain't got no skills on me.
No, they
don't. Yeah, you're like rocking it out. All they can do is, you know, move it around.
I can play these amazing drums epically.
And they can just shake what their mama gave them.
Mm-hmm. To my awkward rhythmed music. It was funny because the music totally wasn't stripper music.
What was the band?
It was Azteca Frame, so it was
and
a little
softer. And your boyfriend's
in
the band too.
Surfier. Yeah, he was.
Did this cause any controversy? Let's get some juice going on here.
Oh man, that time not really. I don't really care. I just don't want my boyfriend like hanging out at strip clubs and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if we were cool. If it's dudes being weird about their strip club going, then you should be worried. But usually when guys are pretty open with you, like, yeah, I went to the titty bar with my friends last night, that I can totally get behind because that's fun. But like if you found out that they were like going without you knowing like weeks on end or months
like,
on
by
end.
By themselves,
then you're kind of like, all right, you got some weird, weird shit that we haven't even begun to discuss. Because, yeah, it shouldn't be something that you hide.
Be loud. Be proud.
I
go every night.
I went to a couple strip clubs this weekend.
You did? Which ones?
Jeremy, let's hear about them. Get some reviews.
I went to the Playpen, and I went to the new Deja Vu.
Which
new Deja Vu?
There's a Deja Vu
in Seattle.
Deja Vu's everywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they're huge.
But you can't drink alcohol in them, so you have to
only
pregame.
Only sodas.
Yeah, but the Playpen's so shady that they're fully nude. But the lady will come up to you and say, do you want a cerveza? And you just say yes. And then they put it in this like bottle, this plastic bottle, and give it to you.
Wait, from there, what do you mean? Plastic bottle?
Like a baby bottle?
No, like a water bottle.
And so they'll give you beer secretly?
Yes.
Because you're not supposed to drink if it's fully nude.
Right.
Oh. I found that out the first time I went into a Deja Vu.
Well, it's like you can't, do you have to, why do they make you choose like that? That's terrible.
Well, basically it's, if you're going to be around a woman who is going, about to be fully nude with you, they don't want to know that just every, I mean, it's different in Vegas. Like I've been to fully nude places that
I've been to Vegas.
But
also,
most places in Southern California and over, like I'm sure everywhere else, you can't be drinking if it's going to be fully naked women. So or they're not going to promote that kind of shit.
Do you get to see, Jumbos? Do you get to see nipples or not?
Jumbos is topless, right?
Yeah, Jumbos is topless, but a lot of the girls take forever to get topless or don't even. Or they wear those little, like,
blue balls.
Tassels.
Yeah.
I've been to Jumbos once. It's funny.
Yeah, I've been to Jumbos, and for the most part, they kind of, like, chased us away because they felt like we weren't tipping enough. But, like, I mean, give me a chance to unload these ducats. Like, how long do you? I mean, I could be there for hours. Just give me a chance. Like, no,
they really
I'm not
want
gonna,
your
like,
money. It's
yeah,
hard.
Exactly. Like,
I
you're
can't
like,
always be making it rain. And the other thing is too. It's like I don't make it rain on every girl. I make it rain on the special
ones. On the ones,
ones
that do shit.
You
yeah.
know? And it's like, give me. You know, let me choose who I make it rain on.
Mm-hmm. Or do something cool that I've never seen before. Yeah. I mean, come on, you're. Like you shake bananas for monkey.
Or pick a good song, you know?
Yeah, or pick a good song. I mean,
something rocking that
no country
makes you look sexy.
No country unless you're gonna like, you know, light your tits on fire or something.
Oh man, I didn't go to a strip club, but something I do naked a lot. When I get off work, because work sucks, I get into my apartment, the first thing I do is get naked. Like, I don't care if my boyfriend's there. I'm stinky. I get naked. I smoke weed. And then I play my drums naked. Like,
you
I probably
do not.
Drum naked about 4 to 5 times
a week.
That must
feel so liberating.
It's cool, but then I'm like, thank God I don't do this in front of people because I feel like all my flab is all
Mindy,
jumbled
you probably
up in the
have the less. You're like one of the. You're
it's
tight
like
and right.
With little sticks
out. This is like a calendar photo shoot
no
waiting
kidding.
To happen.
You could do like
Indiana
a full,
Jones.
Like a, yeah, like a full spread. No pun intended. Of just you
nice
naked on your drums.
But I would never want anyone else to see this.
I know.
It's secret.
Well, nobody has to see it, you know, in live action.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is pretty funny, though.
I don't mind taking pictures of, like, my butt or the side of my butt, because mooning's cool, so I don't care if anyone sees my butt.
I'm with you. It's like, it's punk to show your butt, but not your boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Well, we have a caller, so, someone might want to talk to us. Hello, caller, who are you?
Who is this?
Who is this?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
There's nothing to be afraid of.
We're here for you.
I don't know who I am or where I am.
Oh. Well, tell us a little bit about what's around you right now.
Darkness.
Darkness? Is it imprisoning you?
Yes.
Oh, no. Absolute horror.
Is this a call for help?
Shut up, stupid.
He said, shut up, stupid. Sir,
to us? Are you,
I want
sir?
To talk to you. Hello?
Hello? Do you want our help?
No, not really. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, who is this?
This is Chad Dunning.
Oh, what's up?
Nothing.
You sound so scared.
Yeah, Chad, are you all right, man?
That's all I got.
Will you tell us a joke? Chad.
John Middle lives with me now.
Nuh-uh. Is this for real?
Yeah, it's for real.
Sean and Meg, or just Sean?
Just Sean.
What's going on?
Is that why there's darkness all around you?
Is this too much drama to talk about on the radio?
I love drama.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this.
I was playing video games online and he mocked me all night.
Aww. What was he mocking? What were you doing that he was mocking?
I was losing at Fortune Street.
So he would be like, oh, I lost again.
Yeah.
Does she sound like Niddle? Is that a good Niddle impression? Do it again, Cassie.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Chad's such a weenus. He's totally, like, passing the torch. I can't believe he goaded me into talking on your radio show.
Do we get a Niddle from Chunder?
Yeah! You have no idea how excited
I recognize that motherfucking voice.
These people know you, Niddle.
Yeah, we know you well. We're big fans.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations on your wedding.
Yeah, that's cool, man. No, nothing heavy with Meg. Like, we just kind of, like, have nowhere to live right now. So I'm crashing here and she's crashing the laundry after FTL. We got evicted.
Oh, man, eviction.
Oh, bummer.
I'm sorry.
It happened, man.
Is that why, like,
there's a cricket in the studio?
Man. I need to call you, Niddle. And I think about it a lot, and then I never do it because I suck and I'm lazy and...
Well, if you call my phone, like, you'll only get my voicemail. Sam thinks it's funny that I'm doing the least amount possible to still have a phone. Apparently, for $20 a month, you can just keep voicemail with Quest. But, yeah. I mean, I'm over here for now, so if you truly ever wanted to get a hold of me, I'm sure, like, Chad wouldn't be sad if you called his phone.
Okay, I'll totally save this number, because I got caller ID.
You should call us. Hey, Niddle, can I ask you a question?
Chat with Mindy.
Hey, lay it on me. What's up?
Do you still have the fat bastard eating competition belt?
Yeah, Sam asked me about that because I kept it mounted on my wall and I keep giving this guy Everett a bunch of crap about it, who was the only guy in years who's even tried to, like, really step up and, like, try and out-eat me. And even at that, he claimed it was down to, like, maybe one bite and they had to go get my friend Steinoff, like, digital scale and, like, straight up weigh that stuff out. And, like, he got kind of sad about it because pretty much he didn't want to agree on it. You know, he tries to weigh wheat on that stuff and he's bummed. But either way, like, yeah, we really weighed that stuff out. And, like, you know, I beat him, and I've given him crap ever since, and was like, look, you're not trying to step up and, like, be awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I put up the belt again, and he could try and out-eat me, but he's, like, kind of was, like, sissy about it, and he's like, look, man, I don't know if I can do it anymore, and I'm like, shut up, guy.
Someone has to challenge you, Niddle.
Yeah, they may not win, but it's healthy if they challenge you, at least.
Yeah, you can't just get, you know, get a big head.
Will you have an eating contest for my birthday, Niddle?
Are you going to be? Oh, yeah, you are going to be here for your birthday.
Yeah, she's coming in November.
I'm trying to make something happen where it's a Man Eats Bear reunion show for my 30th birthday party and bacon plays.
And there's an eating contest.
I need help, Niddle. Would you help make this happen?
I could probably easily contact Lias. I'm going to see him on Saturday. I mean, I'm going to his wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you got to, like take a picture of me and set it next to you in an empty chair. So it's like I'm there. Because I'm bummed.
No way, man.
I won't be at this awesome party. Celebration.
I don't know.
It'll still
be
pretty fun.
I mean, it'll probably be fun.
Yeah.
Weddings are the best place to get wasted.
And it sounds like it's going to be pretty epic. If you're in Sioux City, epicness is happening.
If you're in Sioux City, go to this wedding. It's going to be
Wedding Crashers Unite.
Yeah.
Something like that. I feel it'll be a wedding where people get continuously wasted, almost like my wedding, where people were so drunk at the end, like, I didn't know what was going to go on, because I felt like when Chunder stopped, like, there was a riot, you know?
There was. His wedding, very last band was Chunder. They played, and then it was too late, and so they were trying to close this down, and the whole audience rushed, jumped up on the stage.
In their pirate costumes?
Yeah, so pirates dancing around, Chunder playing. And I remember Meg just, like, being so serious about, no. Deposit. Yeah.
Well, they were going to stiff us on this deposit, man. That was the deal, and everybody got really sad. And, like, most of my friends were considerably drunker than I was, because I had to be the guy who was, like, still kind of trying to, like, keep it together because it's my wedding, you know?
Yeah, you have to be the last one standing when it's your thing. I've learned that as well.
For sure, man.
Because you have to lose your virginity on your wedding nights. You have to, like, you can't get too drunk.
Yeah.
Because that's when you lose your virginity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not until then.
Exactly.
Never.
Never.
Not us.
No.
Right. Not at all.
Do you know that I played Chunder already on this radio show?
Yeah, on 9/11. We played your 9/11 song.
No way. That's ridiculous.
I did. 9/11 on 9/11, Niddle.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. That's probably worth your time. I've tuned in a couple times, and I was like, man, these guys need to play some music, and, like, it would make things that much more awesome. So I'm glad you're, like, getting to that finally.
We're starting to play more jams.
The plan is to play 2 or 3 songs a show.
We even have another song later.
We do.
Oh, man.
I know. So that's 3 songs, man.
It's pretty exciting.
Dude, I listened to my Bacon CD the other day. Niddle here, this wonderful person we're talking to, has a band called Bacon, and he wrote a song about me and my friend Heidi prank calling the city councilman, Bear for Bear.
Yeah. If you check out, like, the Bandcamp page, I put a little picture of one of those adorable Fisher-Price phones next to the song title.
Oh.
I thought it was really funny.
There's also
that other jam that I asked Dinoff finally, like, if you ever listened to, which is the song entitled I Love You, Load a Bowl. Which has such lines as load a bowl or I'll kill you. Like, for real, man, that's real life.
We need to play that song on our show.
Yeah, that's coming on. That's coming on either now or next week.
We should play that next week.
Whenever we can sync it up.
Load a bowl or die. That's words to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll kill you.
I've never felt strongly about that before until today. Now I have.
No,
it's an
adorable moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable.
Yeah, there was that time when Steinoff, like, I was trying to leave, like, the house over here at the Dub 36, and Steinoff was like, I love you, Noodle. And then he was like, load a bowl. And I was just like, no way. Like, you really busted out like that. And then, like, yeah, you know, it progressed into load a bowl or I'll kill you, man.
Yeah. It gets that serious sometimes.
They kidnapped you for your weed.
I know, right?
Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
In a big way. So what,
Whoa, we got 5 minutes left, and we don't know what to talk about.
We just went,
I'm wasting your 5 minutes. You're real sad about it.
Oh, but you're not wasting it.
This
I'm
is
so
like
happy
a celebrity
voice.
A surprise celebrity caller.
There's people
Chunder.
In the studio, like, watching
caller.
Us, and they're cheering. When they heard your name, the whole audience went wild, Niddle.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Pandemonium in the studio. No,
there's a
cricket
big glass
in the studio
window.
Right now, and he's freaking out. Because you're on the air.
Come on now.
I swear.
Oh, no, we got ladies putting it on the glass.
Well, we are going to let you go, Niddle, because we have one more song we have to squeeze in, so we're going to play it right now.
I'm excited.
All nice
right,
to meet
and
you, Niddle.
I will talk to you soon, Niddle.
For sure, man. Future.
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 Yeah.
That was Fiddlar with Wake, Bake, Skate. Words to live by.
Pretty much. Have you guys ever thought of what you would want if you had a knuckle tattoos? Like, don't suck, or like, like kill cops. Like
kill cops. That would be mine.
I always thought it'd be cool to have knuck tat, but you'd have to get creative with how you spell it. K-N-U-K-T-A-T-T, I think works. Yeah, knuck tat.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, that's all I have so far.
I feel like I've had a couple ideas along the years, but I can't think of any of them now. I'm too high.
Yeah, nothing that sticks.
I used to have this plan where I was going to get like a family of happy shrooms around my ankles. And just get a shroom every time I did shrooms, but then I lost track of how many times I've done shrooms.
You would have shrooms like up your leg, into your thigh.
Well, it hasn't been that much, but it definitely would be a nice big family. There'd be extended family, like cousins and, you know.
For every shroom I get, I will ink one. This is going to get expensive.
Oh, you never know. Stoner shrooms may be a topic one of these days.
I've never done shrooms.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? I've done
acid.
Let's
do shrooms on the air.
I know.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do everything on the air, guys. We're going to get drunk for you.
I can get good shrooms in San Francisco.
Yes. Always great news.
Shrooms from Jeremy's San Francisco and do them live on the air for you.
That would be interesting.
I'd still be able to talk, but I get
a case of the like soundless giggles where I'm laughing so hard that I'm like I sound like Marty McFly from Back to the Future, where I'm like,
perfect. I used to actually laugh myself to sleep on mushrooms.
I would laugh so
hard uncontrollably, and my friends would be over, and I would be laying down because I just can't handle it, and I would laugh myself to sleep.
Oh man, I'd cry. I'd laugh so hard. Me too.
I would constantly have tears in my eyes. Yeah,
lots of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's emotional. We could do it together, and we could get really emotional in this room, and we could get so close and.
Can we spend the night?
Sleep over. We'll be broadcasting all night for our entire trip.
Build a fort.
24-hour hot box sleepover with the pillow fort.
Yeah, love always the hot box girls.
So we hope everyone enjoyed this episode here about reverse stripping and working with weed.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you tune in next week because we have a secret special surprise we will be sharing with you.
Such a surprise. We may not know what it is yet, but we
know
it is.
Can't wait.
But you're listening to The Hot Box, so see you next Tuesday.
Sayonara, suckers.
Let's go smoke a bowl.
Good night.
People, I said you watch it too.